Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome previewing this Washington versus Pittsburgh matchup. Long odds for Washington. They need a win to stay on track with the New York Giants, who upset Seattle yesterday. You can give us a call on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Want to hear from Washington fans who believe that Washington has a chance. I was looking at some of the matchups, and though this isn't really a matchup, this is kind of the grasper theory if you're a Washington fan. Let's say they keep it close, EB.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Pittsburgh's not going to have their trusted kicker, who's been downgraded to doubtful. They've had Chris Boswell there for a long time. Instead, it's going to be somebody who's never had one NFL kick, Chris Wright, who I guess was in camp with them back in 2018 and then maybe in 2019, so they know him. He was signed to the practice squad on the 30th. He's expected to be elevated for today's game.
Wow.
He played college football at UCF. So if it's a close game, maybe they're going to have some kicking issues. I don't know if you were watching the games yesterday.
Yeah.
There were so many missed extra points.
Oh, yeah. Dan Bailey was terrible for Minnesota.
Well, when they moved it back, I said they've now just thrown randomness into the equation because guys are not perfect. They're going to miss those.
Well,
I kind of hate that.
It adds drama and intrigue to the extra point, whereas before it was just boring and they were hitting it well over, I think, a 90% clip.
Sure. If you like that, if you like drama on an extra point, I like to score a touchdown and basically assume seven, but you can't do that anymore. So, yeah, I don't know. If it comes down to like just grasping that their kicker's going to miss one, that's not good.
It could be a contributing factor.
Could be.
Washington plays like they have the last couple of weeks, look, it's been a long time since Washington's been blown out, right? There was at the early start of the season, there was a trend where they were giving up 30 points a game and they weren't even coming close to covering.
Yeah.
But, and I know that they've played some lesser opponents, but really since what? The Rams game? They've been in every game since the Rams game.
Yeah. I mean, they lost the two Giant games by a total of 4 points. They've smashed Dallas twice now. They lost to the Lions by 3, which is humiliating. And, of course, they beat the Bengals like they should have.
You mentioned Boswell being out for Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's definitely a factor. But it's not like Hopkins has been automatic.
I understand that.
Yeah, Washington has kicking issues, too.
Yeah, I could see him missing one or two.
800-636-1067. I think Washington can hang if they – look, if Alex plays – and It's hard because Alex throws such short passes. I saw Kime put out a stat. His air yards is dead last. Mm-hmm. But their yards after the catch have been great. Terry McLaurin has flourished all year with yards after the catch. I kind of believe at some point the defense is going to – you know how you were saying that Washington has to adjust and go with press coverage? If I'm a defense preparing for Washington, I have everybody up close too.
Yeah, for sure.
So I got to believe at some point a defense is going
to –
So
you know what? Maybe
be ready
Bidette.
For that.
Maybe it's a big day for Bidette.
Does he even have a catch? Does he have
no.
a catch?
Is he even going to be active?
No. I think he's okay. been targeted twice. Hey, listen, it's kind of a joke at this point, but I do like that the guy's got speed. That's all I'm saying.
So does Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Okay, Terry but McLaurin if they focus on McLaurin, so then the guy – somebody's got to go deep if they take McLaurin out. Look, here's the bottom line for this. I think Washington can win, but it's going to be like, you know, 15% of the time. I'm putting basically my whole nut. It's an emotional hedge on the Steelers. That way, tomorrow I'll be happy either way. So I have slowly but surely bet my account away because I'm terrible at betting. I'm down to my last 120. So I'm just going to put 100 on the Steelers.
So 120 is going to win.
It'll
25?
Net me 35 bucks.
All right.
So that's all right.
You
got to
build
look.
Back up slowly. You got to stack those chips.
The emotional hedge is in. So the game to me is worth 100 bucks. It's about all it's worth. I'll put 100 bucks on the boys and on the Steelers. And if they lose, I'm sized. So if I lose the 100 bucks, I'm sized. If I win the 35, it'll ease the pain a little bit of the loss.
Oh, that'll be
This is how I ultimately every season, this is how I ultimately felt my account. It right. happens every year. The emotional hedge eventually comes back to haunt me.
Look, there are a couple other things working towards Washington's advantage. You know, Valdez mentioned this earlier. I don't know if Valdez is picking Washington, but he mentioned Pouncey's is out, and you're not going to have James Conner in there. I'm not saying Benny Snell is incapable of having a big game.
He's a decent running
back.
But
he's a backup.
Decent, but he's not Conner.
Correct.
Yeah, but even Conner had been kind of scuffling up until he went on the – he's on the COVID list, correct?
He's on the COVID list, yeah.
Yeah, he had not been playing well like for the past month.
I said last week that Washington wins, and I stand by that today. Washington's going to win tonight. It's going to be – 23-20.
Somebody else picked them.
Well, that's right on the number too, Valdez.
Did you see that? It's one of the so-called experts. I can't remember
Valdez.
Who.
Expert Valdez.
No. One of the TV donks actually – oh, you know what? It was the – It might have been Dante Stallworth. Is that the guy? Doesn't he call games now or do TV?
Maybe. I wouldn't trust his decision making though.
I think he might have actually picked Washington. But that's about the only guy that I've seen.
You got a team that's coming off a very short week. I think that plays into Washington's hands very well. They're banged up on the offensive line and defensive line. The injuries are mounting for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have basically a one-dimensional offense with short passes. Eric complains about how Washington gets beat down the field all the time. Well, Pittsburgh doesn't throw the ball down the field. They throw 2-3 yards.
Well, it doesn't mean they can't.
They might to Claypool.
No, but
tonight,
I think
they've seen how the big chunk plays.
Well,
this defense
Kicks, you can take your dollar that you owe me. We'll roll it again on Claypool not having a over 30-yard touchdown reception.
Oh, didn't we already make that bet or no?
No, we made that last week against the Ravens, and he didn't.
All right, let's do it.
All right,
let's
and then
roll it.
So and I just
well, I mean to be fair, the Ravens have a much better secondary.
That's true. That's very true. And then I think, you know, Pittsburgh is 11-0, but they look beatable. I mean, they've benefited by having a pretty soft schedule.
Well, they've got Ben.
I know you can only beat the teams that you have to play, but, you know, you benefit by playing four backup quarterbacks, five if you count RG3 and the Ravens. You can run on Pittsburgh. It's just this team doesn't look like this 11-0 juggernaut.
No, but and what bothers me the most.
And you have a team that's surging right now, even though it's against bad competition. I just think it lines up for Washington.
Well, I hope you're right. But what scares me the most is more than the deep play stuff is when they nickel and dime you all day and you can't stop them. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Steelers do. They're very good at that, too. So, it could be a death by a thousand cuts for Washington.
Well, look,
they could just get nickel and dimed with a quick passing and then hit you with a big one to Claypool. You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
It just...
I mean, their receivers are really good. They just are.
It's a really good trio. And Ebron's been putting up
some
decent numbers.
Tight end,
I think Ebron was targeted 11 times in the last game. So Ben likes to look his way, too.
Eric, are you starting to buy into this? Last week, you laughed Valdez out of the room when he suggested the Steelers can win.
when you suggested that Washington.
Yeah, because you guys
all
said you're. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, you guys all said you're zigging. You're doing what you always do. This is what Valdez does, by the way. He just makes these bold predictions, and then, like, of course, right. No one's going to remember him.
One hits,
and then he's a genius.
So what are you asking me, though?
You just didn't, like, dismiss him like you usually do. Like, I think because the Giants beat the Seahawks yesterday.
I was making good points.
You're starting to believe that these teams that are maybe not as good as those other teams can win on any given day.
RG3 almost beat the Steelers.
No, but this is why.
I've always thought that, but I just put $100 on the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to win.
This is why
that helps my calls even more because Eric is a cooler.
Yeah, that's true.
True. Right. Can't argue it.
I'm somewhat buying into Valdez, although.
By the way, RG3 didn't almost beat him. I mean, come on. RG3 was horrible in that game.
Yeah, he still almost beat him.
No, he didn't. They were down 19-7 with RG3.
No, Trace came in there and had a touchdown.
Trace almost beat him. But this is what Bickle does. So he watches the team that Washington's going to play. The week prior, and if they don't look good, he goes, right. Yeah, we can beat them. So since Pittsburgh didn't look that great against the Ravens, and they didn't, he probably doesn't think they're as good as their record. But if they would have won that game, 26-7 and dominated the game, he probably would have felt better about Pittsburgh.
I know you guys are misinterpreting me. I think we have a shot, but I put him at 20%. That means 80% of the time I think we're going to get smoked. Mm-hmm. 80% of the time, I think we lose this game. Maybe even higher.
JP, what's your percentage?
Probably about 25% that Washington wins. Now, I think the likely scenario is Pittsburgh actually pummels them. That Washington hasn't faced a defense like them. That Alex is going to get sacked a bunch in this game. That the offense, they're not going to be able to run the football as well as they have in recent weeks. And it's probably going to be something like 30-13. Ooh. And we're going to go back and we're going to look at it and say, okay, Washington's been better, but it was against lesser opponents. That's what I think the likely scenario is. But I can buy
the likely
into
scenario
a
is a blowout?
The 25% scenario is kind of some of those things which Valdez is pointing to. The Pittsburgh's got a backup kicker. Their offensive line is banged up, got a backup running back. And then maybe the defensive line makes a big play, even though Ben has only been sacked 10 times. But maybe somehow they force like a strip sack and
what if we just hit him late? What if he gets rid of the ball and we just hit him late and take him out?
Well, okay. Well, then you got a shot.
Yeah, I mean it's possible. The guy's he can't move anymore. Right?
He's pretty tough.
I'm asking for a dirty play, but maybe half second after he throws it, we just pop him. Yeah. Montez Sweat just kills him.
No, if he's on the ground, step on his hand.
I mean,
that old gag.
If I told you a 15-yard penalty, but you knock Roethlisberger out of the game, you're taking it.
Okay, hey. Greg Williams.
You're doing the Coastal Carolina approach.
Right.
Smash him into the ground 100 times.
Yeah, Williams say? Cut off the head of the snake?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm not saying what they did to Zach Wilson, but... just after the throw, just pop them.
I believe it's going to be kind of a blowout. So, yeah, Pittsburgh 30, Washington 13.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but I guess that could happen. I mean, it's just like we said yesterday, you never know what's going to happen. But I think all the things have to line up for Washington to pull this off. I mean, Gibson's going to have to continue with his deal.
No
He's
turnovers.
So much better.
Can't get turnovers.
Alex is going to have to get rid of the ball. But the thing is, man, when he's pressured, he can't avoid the rush. That's his number one bugaboo.
This might be another McKissick, 8 or 9 grab type of game. I can certainly see that within the range of outcomes.
Right.
Pass rushes in Alex's face. McKissick is 3 yards off the line of scrimmage. Yeah, I think he's going to see a lot of action tonight. Yeah. Hasn't been targeted a lot the last two games.
If you want to chime in, the phone number is 800-636-1067. It's a Football Monday on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. We'll talk to our Washington football team insider, Chris Russell, coming up at 9. I was just trying to find out who's on the call today for Washington's game. Around the country, I don't even think it's a national game. Like, a lot of the country is not – they won't even be able to see the game.
Yeah, it's a locally wacky thing. Locally, we'll be able to get it, and then around the country, you have to have like an NFL package or something. Yeah, it's just the way it works. I don't know why. So regionally, you'll be able to get it. Locally, but yeah, otherwise, you're gonna have to go to one of these streams. Or let's be honest, most of the country doesn't care about this game.
Although the Steelers have big time national appeal. I guess it is. Kevin Burkhart, Daryl Johnston, and Pam Oliver.
That's a big one.
It's not bad. Not a bad team.
That's probably their number two team?
I'm not sure.
That's probably
it's
number
up.
Two or number three, maybe.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah. I don't think there's big national interest in this game. And most people will be coming home from work, you know what I mean? Or you'll be just leaving work or working from home.
People, where are they working?
When this is... starting.
They're going to go from their home office and walk 10 steps.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. More people will be into the later game. This just has regional interest. I don't know. I'm wondering how Washington fans feel. We have gone 3-2 in our last five, so there's part of me that wants to be optimistic, and part of me wants to buy into Valdez hyping us up and zigging here.
Well, they're definitely playing better, especially
it's just hard
in
to
the
see
run
it.
Game.
It's just hard to see them beat a really quality Pittsburgh team. Now, I don't think that Pittsburgh's the best team in football, even though they're undefeated. But they're good. They're very good. So this would be by far their best win in a few years if Washington could find a way to pull this out. I mean, they had
If they get the win, it changes the narrative on everything.
Oh, totally.
Because
totally.
Right now we all think it's a long shot for them to win the division. But if they're able to beat the Steelers, which would be impressive, then you think they've got a shot in every game. And it changes the narrative on Ron Rivera. They would have gotten already to 5 wins. I think you'd have to give him credit, even though we all kind of thought there was some buffoonery early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd have to give him credit for turning the team around, changing the culture, getting them to 5 wins with 4 games left.
Well, I would say he kept the ship together, you know, sort of from sinking. But I would probably give most of the credit to Alex Smith. For Alex coming in and kind of writing
just
the ship.
Just kind of keeping it together.
Yeah, and just, yeah. You know, running the offense, and they're not doing anything special.
Yeah, but
like, I don't think anything Ron has done stands out.
I think you have to give the head coach some credit. Look, the defense is better. Does he run the defense? No, but he's part of it. Okay, he oversees the defense. Much like when we were grilling the end of the Jets game and putting it all on Greg Williams, Jason said, well, Adam Gase is the head coach.
He is.
So the head coach has an improved defense from last year. They made the switch from 3-4 to 4-3, which I think a lot of times is overstated. Because they were in a 4-3 defense a ton last year. But you have to give them credit there. And then if they're able to get to 5 wins, 6 wins, that's – look, you can't deny them. You can't say that they are equal to last year. They would have been better.
Well, the defense is better, especially against really bad teams, which we've seen in the last 2 weeks when they held the Bengals and the Cowboys to a combined 25 points. But let's see what happens when they face a high-octane offense like the Steelers tonight. We might be singing a different tune if the Steelers hang 28-35 on the defense.
And I kind of expect that. It's been a while. It's really been since the Rams game. So it's been weeks since Washington has given up a ton of points. But they did give up 30 to Detroit, right?
Yes.
When they face like a good quarterback, I feel like they're still exposed. So even though Ben hasn't been doing it this year, I'd bet that they're going to have at least one 40-yard plus play.
I'll give Rivera credit for this. He's dealt with a lot of stuff on and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
He's down to his, you know, he's used 3 quarterbacks. Okay. They don't have a ton of talent offensively. Now, their record shows all this, but he's kept structure in place, like discipline and structure. He doesn't mess around. when Gruden was here, I guarantee you guys were doing whatever they wanted to do. So I'll give them credit for that. But like you said, you're judged by your overall record. So at the end of the year, if they're 5-11, then, you know, you got to kind of take
5-11 is what we thought they were going to do.
Right.
Everyone thought 5-11.
Maybe they surprise all of us and they win 7 and they win the division. I highly doubt that.
If they win 7, I think he's in the running for coach of the year, and I think that was my bold prediction.
But I'll give him some credit just because he's kept structure in place.
But
and
I think he's
a no-nonsense coach. He's a veteran coach. He knows how to put winning teams together. But they've dealt with a lot of crap, man.
It's been a wild year. He's been all over the place. You know, it's been like grooming guys. It's been like blowing off end of games. And then it's like suddenly now we're trying to win the division.
Okay, well, maybe he's not great with the media. But he still has – he knows what he's trying to do. He's got focus.
Well, I think he's actually been all over the place with that, Jason. I mean, like, I think early on he thought, okay, this is going to be a project and, you know, we're going to see where we're at. And then halfway through he's like, oh, my God, we can actually compete in this. And maybe that's the correct approach.
Well, when they finally got to Alex and they realized that he wasn't going to lose games on his own, although he did in that Giant game, that, you know, they had a shot. Yeah. And then, of course, the other three teams being pooey, except for the Giants are hot now, but the other three teams being pooey gave them a shot.
That's changed the whole story because let's say Dallas had remained healthy and Dak was healthy and they were on pace to be 10-6 or 11-5. We'd be talking about this season entirely differently. We'd be talking about how awful it was.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Let's go to the phones. You can call us on AAA Always On Call listener lines. Sean's in Portsmouth. Sean, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Sean, are you there,
buddy?
How you
doing this morning?
Hey, turn the radio down.
How you doing,
Sean?
This morning?
What's up,
hey,
Sean?
Good.
Okay, hold on. Yes, I will call and just ask you a question. Y'all opinion on something. I know it's been about 30 years ago, but how do you think this 11-0 team compared to the 11-0 team we had in 91?
Oh, I think our 91 team was way more dominant. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Way more
Steelers?
Dominant.
Steelers?
Yeah. This team is – that's the thing about the Steelers. This is a good team, but no. Does anybody think they're the best team in football? I don't think so.
No. I'd take the Chiefs 9 out of 10.
I think Kansas City is.
Yeah, but Kansas City's been in some weird
They haven't played great.
Too. They have not been dominant.
They haven't played great. And maybe there's not a great team, but I don't think they're the best team in football, despite their record, despite having the best record.
I mean, they've scored 370 points. I mean, what's that, second in the league behind the Packers? I mean, they've been pretty – maybe not dominant in terms of their –
They've scored a lot of points. They're averaging 28 a game.
Their point differential, but they're offensively they're dominant.
I just don't feel like they're as dominant as Washington. Washington was blowing.
You mean a 91?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
That 91 team was, you know, arguably one of the best of all time.
Obviously.
By the way, that's part of the reason, it's part of the reason why I also took the over tonight is because Pittsburgh's scoring, I believe, 33 points per game at home this season. So all Washington has to do is score 10 or 11. Bang, you're at the over. You're right there.
Isn't that directly against all the under trends that I was giving you earlier in the show, Kate?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But I don't care. I love overs. I don't like unders.
Like point differential, they're plus 129 this year. That's number one in the league. So it is a weird thing because I kind of agree with all these people that are saying that Pittsburgh's somewhat overrated, but they're undefeated. They've got the best point differential. You look at what they're doing offensively in terms of scoring. They're one of the best. And then they're only allowing 17 points per game. I don't know. Maybe it's just a thing where we just love to poke holes at teams.
Well, so, you know, look, they've beaten the Browns, you know, obviously.
And by the way, they have a Super Bowl winning quarterback, a guy who's done it before.
I know, but his year, he's having a mediocre year for him, if you look at his numbers. He's ranked 20th last I saw.
Yeah, that's like with the QBR.
Okay, isn't that a rating you like?
I do.
So he's in the bottom third.
At the same time, like, he's got 25 touchdowns with just 6 picks. Okay. And he's only been sacked 10 times.
Okay. I'm just telling you where he's rated. And then when you look at their wins.
Like,
I mean,
are you telling me that Baker Mayfield is better than Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm not. No. But I'm telling you that they don't have any, like, awesome wins. Like, all right, they beat the Ravens. What? Did they beat the Ravens twice?
I mean, they crushed the Browns earlier this year.
Swept the Ravens.
Didn't they crush the Ravens? But the Ravens are good, not great.
Okay, but didn't they crush the Browns?
Yeah, they crushed the Browns.
But the Ravens, Browns sucked in the early part of the year. The Ravens beat the Browns in week one. I mean,
remember the Ravens had RG3 in one of those games.
Yeah, I just don't think it's, you know, The Browns are the Browns. I don't care what their record is, and I saw them play yesterday, and their first half was incredible, but that game got tight, you know, in the fourth quarter-ish. Yeah. So, you know, that was weird. And the Titans, sorry, I disrespect the Titans.
By the way, I do like the QBR stat, but sometimes it makes you shake your head. Like, Ben Roethlisberger is 17th right now in QBR. Cakes, this is going to infuriate you. You know who's two spots ahead of him?
I don't.
Daniel Jones.
Okay, I mean,
why does it infuriate him?
Well, he hates Daniel Jones.
He doesn't really respect Daniel
Jones.
Hate
is a strong word.
But here's why.
I don't think he's a good quarterback.
Daniel Jones had 8 touchdowns, 9 picks before missing this past week with Colt McCoy in as the starter, right? Just 8 touchdowns, 9 picks. Are you telling me that's better than Ben Roethlisberger with 25 touchdowns and 6 picks?
It tells me that the QBR is a flawed stat. That's what that tells me.
His QBR is probably down because the yards are down. He hasn't thrown for a ton of yards.
But he was still throwing for more than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones can run. He's run for a bunch of yards.
I think it boosts the runners big time.
Yeah. But, look, Ben's old. How old was Ben?
37 or 38.
37. He's had a couple serious injuries lately, but he's still good enough to beat Washington, and I think he will. He still makes sound decisions. He knows he's got good pocket presence. He can avoid hits. He gets rid of the ball. He's not going to hold on to it too long. He's not going to get sacked that much.
No, they're favored. They're heavily favored. They're heavily favored.
Yeah, well, on the money line they are, but they're only 6.5.
Yeah.
I think everyone's just a bunch of hopeful Harrys out there. I mean, they got the best defense in the NFL, the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Who's a hopeful Harry?
Everyone who's saying that they're trying to poke holes in this team.
Look, the fact is no team's unbeatable.
Sure.
You know that.
Believe me.
Yeah,
I saw it yesterday.
You know that.
I saw it yesterday. Anybody can lose. But, I mean, the Steelers are damn good, and it's just because they don't have a Tyreek Hill or a quarterback that can throw the ball 80 yards on a bomb, people think that they're not a very good team. They've proven through 11 weeks they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard
to
win.
But I don't feel like they're dominant, like, say, I don't even know what the Rams' record
was.
When the Rams were rolling. Remember when the Rams were rolling with Kurt Warner and all those guys?
Right,
I don't feel like
showing turf.
Sure, but not like that.
But they have the biggest point differential in the NFL.
Okay, but they're heading.
Well, it's not hard when you play poopies for 11
weeks.
Yeah,
but look at who they've beaten.
Their best win. Their
those
best
poopies
win is,
are in your division too, Val.
I know. Their best
half
win.
The league is poopy.
Their best win is against the Browns, and that was in week 3.
The Browns are 9-3.
They beat
the
Browns.
Are the Browns? They're the Browns.
They pulled their pants down and spanked their ass. What do you want them to do?
Well, no,
he loves disrespecting a lot of teams that have waxed Washington this year.
Matter? We're bad.
I can't believe
we're
guys
bad.
Are killing the Steelers. Who have they beaten? Washington hasn't beaten anybody. Yeah,
I mean, Washington's bad. That's no one's saying Washington's not bad.
It's hard to win in the NFL. You guys see it every week.
So
you go 11-0. I don't care who you've beaten.
Well, then why is it so easy for the Steelers to win tonight if it's hard to win in the NFL?
I don't think they're going to win by 17 or more like JP thinks. I think it'll be relatively close. I mean,
all I'm saying is they're
7-10.
They're closing in on a potential 16-0 season, and they're just good, not great. They're not like the Patriots were when they had their run, or they're not like the Rams were when they had their run, or the 91
Skins.
Washington team. Yeah. Right. They're just not like that. But they're good. They're damn good, but they're not.
They're good for this
They're not
year.
Great.
Yeah, for 2020, it's been an effed up year. They're really good.
Right.
We'll see if they go 16-0. If they go 16-0, look, they're in a very small class. And let's see what happens in the postseason. But if they get bounced by Kansas City or, you know, someone at Buffalo or whoever it is in the AFC, then we'll say, yeah, they weren't as good as
the
Are
all those codgers left from the Dolphins teams getting nervous now that the Steelers are 11-0?
Well, I don't think people are realizing
they'll drag those corpses out soon.
I don't think the Larry Zonkas or whatever, I don't think they realize it.
Somebody called Mercury Morris. Was he on that team?
He's the one they always go to.
They always go to Mercury Morris. They have 3 pretty tough games.
Is he still
left.
With us?
Yes, they do.
The Steelers go to Buffalo after Washington. That's going to be tough,
even though
they're just the Bills.
Yeah,
and then they've got the Colts and Browns to close out the season. So those are all tough games for them. And who knows
tonight's
what the situation's going to be like.
I hope you're right, buddy.
How am I the biggest Washington football team cheerleader today?
You got
because
the
I just expect a loss. Because I'm being realistic. Because realistically, Bickle, we lose 8 out of 10.
If Bickle says black, you say white. It's, I mean, we've known that for 10 years.
That's untrue.
Sometimes he agrees with me.
Sometimes, but look, it's rare, in the playoffs, if Pittsburgh hosts and Kansas City has to go to Pittsburgh, well, that's not going to be as daunting as it would if you had a full Heinz Stadium, and vice versa, same thing. If Kansas City only has 20,000 fans or 15,000 fans, if that, it's not as difficult as it would be in a normal year when you go into these stadiums and there's a huge home field advantage. Packers, Saints.
Right. I think what all
of us, anything can happen in the playoffs.
I think what all of us are saying is, look, let's just talk about the AFC. It's kind of up for grabs. Like, it's not a no-brainer the Chiefs are going to win or the Steelers are going to win. So that's where we don't have the dominance of maybe in years past where you're like, lock it up, that team's going to be in the Super Bowl.
That's how I feel. You know, it's just one of those weird years.
But I do think if it goes the way that I think today is going to go and Pittsburgh stomps on Washington 30-13, you're going to feel a little bit different about them.
Maybe. I just think they'll beat us.
Be like the Chargers against the Patriots.
Huh?
No,
what an embarrassing display that was by the Chargers.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Hey, we'll see, man. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we're talking about a relevant Washington football team tomorrow.
I mean, think about it. Our phones are dead today.
No one cares.
Is it because the Giants won?
I think they're scared.
They're just scared of Pittsburgh.
What's going to happen tonight.
Everyone's like me. They don't expect
Prime
them to
time,
win.
Prime time, Pittsburgh. There are a lot of bad memories involved there.
I think EB's onto it because it's because the Giants won.
The Giants took the air out of
like
our
the percentage
sales
is 66% because
sales.
You guys didn't do the show that Friday after they won on Thanksgiving, but Cakes and I did it, and people were on fire.
Oh, they were butt-sized.
They were on fire.
No one has the courage to go out there and say, yeah, we're going to win.
And they haven't had
– one really thinks it.
Cakes, they haven't played a game since we did that show.
I know.
So those same people that are on fire, it's quieted now.
Yeah. Because there's no faith. The core, there's very little faith.
FPI, which is ESPN's Football Power Index, now has the Giants, who after Week 8 were a 2% chance to win the NFC East. They now have them at 66% to win the NFC East.
Really? I thought 66. I saw something with that that donk on NBC that had them at like 32%.
I think that was before the Seahawks game.
Oh, I thought it was after. But maybe you're right. Maybe it was. Maybe it was.
By the way, I think that – are you talking about the tweet with Steve Kornacki? I'm pretty sure that was just a goofy bit.
Yeah, but didn't he – I thought he was going with Pro Football Focus numbers.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah.
During halftime of last night's game.
Yeah. And it had – I thought it had the Giants at 32%.
Yeah, but I think that was before the outcome.
All right. I don't know when he taped it. But he said the caveat I saw was that if Washington wins, then obviously that changes. But that's the only caveat I saw.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, are we going to talk about the announcement? Are we making an announcement?
I guess we're making some sort of announcement. It's going to be wacky.
Holiday
show
announcement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't give up too much, Kate.
Just a slight tease.
Coming up next, we got an announcement here on the Junkies. You don't want to miss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, presented by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. We'll get back to the Washington football team matchup against Pittsburgh with Chris Russell, the Rooster, at 9 o'clock. But right now, we don't have an announcement. I'm sorry. Drab's yelling at me because I said that we're going to come back and announce things. We're going to do something different. Jeez.
Some saltiness.
Yeah, they get bitter. So I guess we're going to do
– I didn't get bitter.
Huh?
I didn't get bitter.
No, oh, I know. They're the ones. So this is a weird year. I wanted to do something where we all got together. They even threw out there that maybe everybody come out to my patio or whatever and we do a show from there, but that got turned down. So I guess we're going to do our holiday show, everybody from their own cribs, and we'll just, you know, be drinking and celebrating. And we're trying to figure out how are we going to do the gift giving. So here we are. The holiday show is this Friday.
Yep, it's coming with the quickness.
It'll be here before you know it.
Which technically we announced earlier. But most of our listeners are unaware, so we'll re-announce it now that we're going to have a holiday drinking show on Friday.
You know, it's funny because Drabby sent out, like, last week the vacation schedule, and I was like, yeah, it looks great. That's like next week it starts, right? That starts next week. So I got to actually look at that again.
I know. I'll have off after the drinking show.
You will?
Yeah, I'll be off that next week.
I don't even know. I think I'm working. I don't even know.
Jason and Eric
in your
are
fatties.
Working.
You and I are
sending us your Friday morning
week.
Fatties because I think, Jason, you mentioned this. I think Valdez and I have outside chances to catch EB.
Got a little bit more interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send them. Send my losers.
You're both about 500, and I think Bickle's 7-5.
My over could still hit. I could get back in the race tonight, possibly.
Yeah,
so grasp.
So what we're gonna do is, I guess this was Valdez and Drabby's idea. Is we're going to pick out names, and then...
Because they love the Secret Santa thing.
I love it.
I know.
He, Valdez
he's
is Super
desperate
Bowl.
To have it. So, and then
it's
we're
so
gonna,
annoying.
And then
does
we have
enough time? Well, he usually needs months to prepare.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to pick names, and then I guess today it'll be sort of upon each of us to pick a gift on Amazon, and we got to Amazon Prime it to our person,
yes.
And then that person can't open it until Friday.
Correct.
Exactly.
You got to pick a gift, and you got to look carefully and make sure that they'll receive it by Thursday.
Are you okay with giving Jeff Bezos your money, Evie?
I listen. I don't like Jeff Bezos, but I use Amazon all the time, every day. So
I don't even know my family's password. I'll have to figure it out.
You'll have to figure it out. But you're gonna have to pretty much do it today.
Yeah, we're calling this the half-ass Secret Santa.
yeah, there it is.
Because this is about the least amount of effort that you can
get
put
into it. Get a sponsor. Get a sponsor.
But if I get
quickness.
Cakes or EB, I could actually drive it to their place and just drop it off.
I mean, if you wanted to, but I'm totally into...
When the mail can do it.
Yeah, I'm totally into letting somebody else do it. So let's go ahead.
Hopefully I get Drabby because I can... I mean, it takes 10 minutes to drive to his
I house. Actually know what I want to get one of you guys. I hope I get you, but...
Are we doing gag gifts?
No.
Nah, just whatever. It's up to you. If you want to just
goof
on a guy.
Something legit.
What's the limit? It's whatever you feel comfortable.
What?
$25, $30, whatever you feel comfortable, I guess.
It's whatever you want to spend.
Yeah, who cares?
I'm going to be in that 20 to 25 range.
We're going to be in that hat range.
No.
Yeah, we get used golf hat from Jason.
Yeah, exactly. All right, go ahead, Drabby or Valdez. How do you guys want to do
Cakes,
this?
Cakes is writing down the names here.
I have all the names in a hat.
So it's not going to be a Secret Santa because we're going to know.
Well, he'll message you secretly.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what's going to happen?
All right, so who am I drawing for right now? I need to be spoon-fed.
Draw for yourself first. And don't announce it, but just make sure you don't pick your own name.
All right, Ricky.
All right.
All right, while Cakes is doing that, do you guys... what else do you want to do on Friday?
What kind of reindeer games.
Are you guys delivering? We got to go out and get our own hooch, right?
Look, what do I pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have your own liquor.
I can't see
you
that.
Picked cakes. That's what the only thing he would show. Yeah. All right, so put it back in, stupid.
Sam said Founding Farmers would give you guys some hooch if you want. And then also, remember, KO is a sponsor. So
okay.
You guys
I've
want
got
some
no hooch
bourbon.
In the house.
What basically. About food? Like, no palm this year then, huh?
Yeah, we lined up some food. Medium rare is going
to
come by.
To
drop
each,
it off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
At each place?
Each of our homes.
They deliver meals to elderly.
Yeah.
Why are you joking?
They did that for Thanksgiving. I know that.
Well, they've delivered a lot of meals during this year. So we're going to have some food lined up for you guys. You guys got to get your own alcohol, though.
All right.
Okay. I ain't doing that.
I mean, that shouldn't be a problem for three of us.
All right. I know who's giving me my gift. You put his name aside.
No, that's who you're giving to, you mean.
That's who I'm giving to.
Is Jason confused?
That's who you're giving to.
That's who I'm giving to.
I think
I
so.
I don't think it has to be Secret Santa. We know who has who.
Yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah, that was the
right. So whose name did you pick out?
Cakes can't even figure it out.
Cakes, who did you pick out?
It's not but confusing.
Cakes, advice.
Who'd you pick out?
I picked out old drab t-shirt.
All right, so that's who you're getting.
Yes, that means you give drab t-shirt a gift.
Yeah.
All right, now you do for me, Cakes.
It's a farce. This whole thing somebody picks out Cakes, that means they get a farce.
Yeah, go ahead. Pick.
All right, pick for JP. Who's this for?
By the way, what is Cakes going to drink on Friday?
I don't know. Soft.
I'll get something from KO or from Founding Farmers or my own. Yeah, I'll do all that.
That's what I should drink.
Heineken's?
Of course.
Whatever.
All right. Pick for name. For this who? For JP?
Yeah, pick for JP.
E. Bizzle.
All right, you got me, Rick.
All right.
Do you want me to give you a list?
I'm shocked.
Like my kids. Sure.
Just get them some vitamin D.
Oh, I got plenty of that. All right, who's going to pick for Lurch now?
All right, at the end, you're going to have to remind me. If Drab's giving me the gift or I'm buying for
you're
Drab.
You're getting Drab a gift.
You're getting so Drab.
Hey, tell me.
Go ahead, this is for Lurch.
Right, this for
Lurch,
me?
Who are you getting?
Who's Bishbucks going to buy for?
Matt Moyers. Also comes, known as Matt Valdez.
Right, here comes some used purple golf balls from, this, right, from his back.
Some X-outs.
All right, I'm just picking a name. I don't
all right,
know
this is for me.
Who.
This is who I'm getting.
Flakesy.
Oh, I'm getting for Cakes. All right. I got Johnny Cakes. Let me see. What am I going to get? Cakes. Flobie.
Two scraps of paper left in my Ellie's hat. And this is for who? Who's giving
producers.
It
to producers.
Yeah. Pick for me.
All right, Valdez. You have Joe Pa.
Oh, silly.
All right.
And Drab, you have... Let's see. Old Jason Bishop.
Papa.
Yeah, it's the old Papa.
Hey, Jason, are you going to drink?
Something real expensive.
Are you going to drink your expensive wine on Friday?
Oh, Screaming Eagle?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
You can't do it because he's already sold it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I
don't know why
you
did it.
No, but here's the I can't drink that whole thing by myself.
Get Teresa in there.
I could drink this.
You can put the cork on it afterwards.
I still have this, by the way. I'm such a hoarder.
What is that? Is that the Johnny Walker Blue?
No, this is Dom that was given to us by Alan Linewand.
Back I love gosh. Alan.
Yeah. I've kept it. It's intact in the
box.
I
think you gotta break that open on Friday.
What do you give that to us for? Like number one ratings?
Some ratings or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah, you got to crack that open on
Yeah,
Friday.
Open that.
Maybe. You know, this is possible. This could possibly be our last holiday show. It's possible. Just, you know.
Anything can happen.
Anything
right.
can happen. The world's crashing and burning.
Correct.
This could be it. I actually have had dreams lately. I don't think I'll ever be back in that studio again. I think it's over.
You're never going back there?
I don't think I'm ever going back.
You're trying to wish that true.
How much is Entercom?
No, I just think, I think it's
Did
how
you
much
see
over?
Entercom's email?
No.
No, they scrapped their target date in January.
Oh, and pushed it back?
Well, yes.
Yeah, they pushed it back.
So much pushing.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going back in that studio.
What does Entercom pay rent for that place, Michael? Do we know?
More than your Ocean City condo.
A little bit more than that.
Yeah. So
it ain't
I don't know.
Cheap, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, but they keep buying things.
Yeah. I bought their stock.
It must be some money.
I'm a winner since I've bought their stock, Cakes. It's rebounded a little bit, so that's good.
That's good. I can't.
Well,
really
at least we know.
Can't
JP,
comment. Yeah.
There's no like money prize for the drunkest junk, right?
Yeah.
No.
So JP, he'll sip on something. Yeah.
He's not going to be on the floor.
Yeah. That was a mistake.
Yeah, but maybe now it's not a mistake, Valdez. Maybe we should bring it back because everyone's already at home. But there's no way of blowing.
Yeah, but you don't know exactly.
I don't want
to. You just have to look at the. You just have to look at the person.
We got that taken care of. There will be breathalyzers.
Oh, we got guys coming to each house?
Yeah, we have all that taken care of.
No.
Oh, you're going to send us one?
I think you guys are going to be self-administering it.
Oh, okay.
Look at that.
That's a good move.
All right,
so the holiday show is on Friday. We have our not-so-secret Santas, but the gifts will be opened
That'll be a surprise.
We're planning some more reindeer games, too.
That's silly.
Coming up on Friday, our annual holiday drinking show. You don't want to miss that, and you don't want to miss our next guest. We've got Chris Russell, the Rooster.
The Rooster Insider,
as we get back into this matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.